This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, brought to you by the dental office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, located at 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, Sue Pace, RN and Neighborhood Radio Health Editor.
Hello, neighbors and listeners on the web. Today I want to talk about the role of being a caregiver for a loved one who is dealing with a serious illness or disability. Being a caregiver can be a tough role, and the question is, who cares for the caregiver? Randy Posh, author of the now famous Last Lecture, once said, "Some of the best caregiving advice we've ever heard came from flight attendants who say, put on your own oxygen mask before assisting others." So in his famous speech, Posh talked about his battle with cancer, and he said that while life with cancer was difficult, the role his wife played as his caregiver was far more complex. Not only was she responsible for his well-being during the course of his illness, she had to maintain their family, their home, handle the emotions involved with each member of their family, and deal with her own emotional health. The role of a caregiver becomes the daunting task of holding everything together. Their care provides the loved one. A caregiver's care provides their loved one the opportunity to find meaning for their life and comfort. In many cases, the caregiver is the glue that holds the family together. Stress, anxiety, exhaustion, and feelings of helplessness can easily affect the caregiver if they don't take certain precautions. In a moment, I'll touch on the signs of caregiver stress after this message from Dr. Ray Shepherd.
Hello, this is Dr. Ray Shepherd. I would like to share something with you that has recently taken place that's given my wife and I very deep satisfaction. Our son Brian has decided to join our practice. Brian, we are very, very happy and delighted to have you working with us.
Thanks, Dad. I'm really excited to be working here. I think it's great that I get to be working with my family every day. And I really like working in private practice because I get to spend a lot more time with all my patients. Where I do work at a public clinic over the hill, it is nice to be here where I can spend as much time as I want with each patient. It's great to be back in California. I really enjoyed my residency up in Juneau, Alaska, but I really look forward to seeing all the AM 1710 listeners.
The dental office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Dr. Ray Shepherd.
Where we bring your smile to life.
Listeners, today we're talking about caregivers. To be effective in their role, a caregiver in the family should learn the signs of caregiver stress. They can include such things as becoming frustrated in the role and expressing bursts of anger, or having feelings of guilt because they feel the level of care their loved one is getting from them is inadequate. Also, feelings of loneliness can occur due to isolation from friends and family as a result of all their responsibilities. For caregivers, physical and mental exhaustion is common. Caregiver stress is real and serious. Some of the signs you see may reflect symptoms of depression, such as lack of energy, sadness, lack of interest in activities, frequent illnesses, lack of appetite, disrupted sleep, fatigue, digestive disorders, and so forth. Depression can cause most of these symptoms, and if left untreated, it can render the caregiver unable to care for their loved one. So if you're a caregiver, here are some tips to help prevent burnout. First of all, make arrangements for someone to come in and help so you can visit friends and family, pursue hobbies, or allow yourself some alone time. You can speak to your doctor about the need for assistance at home or a referral to a social worker who can help make arrangements. You can join a support group. A support group can provide you with an emotional outlet and actually equip you with some valuable tips and suggestions from peers who are going through the same thing. Now, if that doesn't appeal to you, you can also find support, resources, and information online at websites such as caregiver.org. and caregiving.com. At the end of our talk today, I will give those addresses again. You can also ask family members and friends for help. Just be specific in exactly what help you need and what you want. You can see a doctor for regular checkups, for treatment of your medical condition so that you can stay healthy. Also, it's important to establish a program of healthy diet and some kind of exercise, even if it has to be inside the house. If you begin to feel overwhelmed, take a step back, assess your priorities, identify your limitations, and rationally make a decision if changes need to be made. One thing to remember is you are not alone. and there are many other caregivers coping with similar situations. Let me repeat the website addresses for caregiver information and assistance and support: www.caregiver.org and www.caregiving.com. So to you caregivers out there, I say, take good care of yourself so that you can care for your loved one. Until next time, here's to your good health.
You have been listening to Keeping Pace with Your Health with host Sue Pace, brought to you by the dental office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, located at 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. If you have suggestion topics for the program, call 453-4000 or email us at health@neighborhoodradio.info.